All right, so Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Here's the Twitter poll we put out there. Because it is Detroit Lions game week, and obviously, you know, the dynamic in the division shifted quite a bit with a trade that took place last week, and Micah Parsons will make his debut for the Green Bay Packers. But most likely will make his debut for the Green Bay Packers. There's now an injury question mark. That's something that needs to get discussed. But the Lions are 2.5-point underdog. Vegas win total set at 10.5. We're kind of, you know, getting used to-ish the Lions being a contender. Question, do you feel better about the Lions' chances to win the Super Bowl than you did a year ago? Do you feel about the same, or do you feel worse? Feel better about the Lions' chances to win the Super Bowl, about the same, or worse? And of those three responses, Gator, which do you think is the number one response?
About the same?
About the same. Has 43.2% of the vote so far. What do you think's next?
It's fresh. I'm going to say worse.
36.1% of the vote. Well done. And leaving 20.6% for people feel better. If you go vote and comment, there's a chance we're going to read your comment on the air. How would you describe how you feel about this team going into the season? Do you feel better? Do you feel about the same? Do you feel worse?
I feel about the same. I think there are things that balance each other out. You know, I thought last year's team was obviously very good. I thought, you know, coming off the NFC Championship appearance the previous season, that this was going to be a team that's going to fight to get right back there. And I kind of feel like it's the same thing this year. There are differences, obviously. You've lost Frank Ragnow. Because he's retired, not because, you know, anything bad happened, but Frank's retired. He wasn't traded, didn't sign with somebody else. The coordinators are gone to take head coaching jobs elsewhere. But I can reconcile the coordinator thing. It doesn't bother me as much. Losing Aaron Glenn, I think, is going to be a bigger blow than losing Ben Johnson. And I still have a lot of confidence that Shep's going to get the job done as a defensive coordinator. I called him Shep. I don't even know the guy. Kelvin Shepard's going to do a better job as he's going to do a fine job as a defensive coordinator. But it's because everybody comes back. You're getting guys back. And you're also adding to the mix a little bit. If you think, even just if you say that, if you just think that having DJ Reed is an even swap for Carlton Davis, okay, fine. But I know that Terrion Arnold's better than what he was a year ago. And that's huge.
Should be. Yeah.
That's a huge step, knowing that some guys are just going to be flat out better. Having DJ Reader for the full season, I think, is going to benefit. Now, it sucks that for the first half of the season, at least, it seems like you're going to be without Aleem McNeil and other players. But I think that having Tylik Williams as a defensive tackle, I think him stepping in, because I didn't expect much out of Levi Onwuzurike last year, because I've been down on Onwuzurike as a player. He just hasn't worked out. I think he's always had the injury issues, and it's unfortunate for him because he's has yet to see that full potential. You know, I think that Tylik Williams can start the season with the same type of feeling that I had for Onwuzurike, but Williams has the upside because he's just getting started.
Right.
I really like Ratledge at right guard. I think he might be an upgrade over the right guard they had last year in Zeitler. So I think all these things together, to better wide receiver room, a healthier Sam Laporta to start the season. There's lots that balances out the stuff that they lost. So that's why I'm at the same place I was last year. Yeah. This is still a team that's going to contend and compete for the NFC championship.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same place. There are players that are going to get better. There are losses that need to be overcome. You know, I had major... my biggest concern was the interior of the offensive line. As we've gotten closer to the season, I am less concerned, but I still have my concerns. Like, it hasn't wiped away and said, oh, they're going to be fine. But there seems to be a growing confidence that that group is going to be... The guards are both good young players and that they're going to be okay. So, I'm feeling better about that, but I'm taking a bit of a wait-and-see approach. Coordinators... I think it might be a tad bit overrated. I don't worry as much about losing Ben Johnson because I think Dan Campbell's influence over the offense was obvious in his year after they left Anthony. He took the play calling away from Anthony Lynn. So that's one. Two is, I think, Jared Goff being a big part of offense and of offensive football here in Detroit, and the offensive game plan will help. You know, it won't mitigate the loss here a little bit. So anyway, I feel about the same. But the voting right now, actually, most people are right there with us. Some, however, feel worse. Some feel better than they did a year ago. I can understand all three answers. Like, I guess it just depends on how much weight you put on each variable. Like, the young players getting better. J-Mo, Jameer, Tarion, all getting better.
Branch and Joe. It's a very young team.
Yep. All getting better makes you feel better. Losing Frank Ragnow. Losing Kevin Zeitler.
Starting
without Ali McNeil. Losing the two coordinators. All those things can make you feel worse. How much weight you put on each variable probably will direct you to what your answer is.
I'm probably more surprised at the people that say that they think they're better than they were a year ago.
Well, let me see if I can find some of those responses. I'll sift through them as we take another phone call. 248-539-9797. Dave in South Line. Hi, Dave.